Christians are concerned about Iran's accusations against foreigners. A people group in China hear the gospel best in their heart song. And in Nepal, the gospel falls on fertile soil. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In the wake of Iran's controversial election results, protesters have taken their dissatisfaction to the streets of Tehran. The country responded by stiffening its deadly stance against protesters, refusing a new vote, and expelling diplomats accused of spying. Their actions could be the beginning of much worse oppression to come, says Glenn Penner of Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
Recent comments by the Iranian government and by the Ayatollah apportioning blame on foreign elements for these mass demonstrations is very concerning. Linking national unrest with international interference has resulted in increasing target of religious minorities, such as Christians.
There's a growing church in Iran. Penner says prayer is needed.
The situation for Christians worsened under Ahmadinejad's previous term of presidency, and that's certainly going to continue to deteriorate in the middle of this political chaos. So we certainly need to be remembering our brothers and sisters in prayer during this time.
Next, about 40,000 more Pakistanis are leaving their homes in South Waziristan. Reuters reports Pakistan's military is about to launch a new offensive against the Taliban. The Christian Reform World Relief Committee is providing aid to over 2 million people who have fled their homes in northwest Pakistan. Widows with children and families who have lost loved ones will have first priority to receive lentils, oil, wheat flour, and spices. Pray for many to receive the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. Short-term mission trips can be dangerous. Our sister ministry, WayFM, is in Honduras with 30 listeners serving orphan outreach when a major mishap happened. Steve Jordan, a volunteer contractor, was repairing an orphanage roof when he fell through it and broke his pelvis this week. Speaking from Honduras, orphan outreach's Tiffany Taylor.
There was a doctor there close, and we were able to get him here, and we're going to have to get him evacuated out. So we just really need prayers for Steve and for his wife, Becky.
Thousands of people have benefited from the team's construction, evangelism, and medical ministry. Steve put a lot of work into getting the playground ready for the kids who work in the dump.
That playground now is a beacon in that community for kids. And when the kids get out of the dump and stop working in the dump themselves, and they can go down to that playground, and they themselves can go to school, it's a way to entice them to come to the school.
That school is a Christian school. Pray these kids will not only hear the gospel, but be followers of Christ. Meanwhile, imagine the sound of 17 million people singing. That's a reality in southern China.
They'll gather in the parks, and one group will sing a line or two over to another group, and the other group will think about it, and then sing another line back to the first group. They make decisions through song. They get married through song. And so music is very important to their society, so we call them the musical people.
That's Brent Preston with the Evangelical Alliance Mission, or TEAM. TEAM missionaries work among the musical people and are helping a local university archive their culture. Inevitably, faith issues come up. The musical people soak up the gospel when they see it lived out. Right now, TEAM's greatest desire is to build a larger long-term team.
If you're looking to go to the most unreached regions of the world, this is it. You just don't get much more unreached than these people.
Preston says people of any occupation or gifting can serve. Go to missionnetworknews.org to learn more about this unique opportunity. And even as Nepal goes through difficult political transition, its people are eager to hear the gospel. Hundreds recently gathered at a Gospel for Asia radio rally and a three-day youth conference. They were excited to see radio personalities in real life, and they hungrily absorbed the teaching that applied biblical truth to modern issues. Later, a church raised money to record Nepali worship CDs. Pray for the spread of the gospel in this window of opportunity, despite the threat of violence. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's now offering the new book, Veiled Freedom, a new novel from Jeanette Wendell. Through three fictional characters, this book will give you a better understanding of Afghanistan while comparing Christianity and the teachings of Muhammad. Get Veiled Freedom at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.